The following is a presentation of Muddy River News.
Instant Replay is your local sports bar. With 18 big screen TVs, we have all the sports packages from college games to pro games. We offer daily drink specials and come check out the bullpen, our newly renovated beer garden. Instant Replay, 2739 Chestnut in Quincy.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Daily Muddy. I'm Ashley Conrad. Joining me today, Gregory Hobrick, our neighbor and friend from, is it upstairs? You guys are upstairs, right?
We are upstairs.
Yeah, WGCA 88.5 The Mix, which is a Christian rock. Is Christian rock? It's not all rock, right?
Well, it's called contemporary Christian music.
Okay.
We play a big variety
from
country to hip hop and all in between.
Right, and it's great music.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love.
Yeah, we think so.
I love listening to it. I flip through when I'm not listening to podcasts. I flip through, and it's generally one of the stations I stop on even before I realize that it's contemporary Christian, because I just love the music itself. So
good.
Very cool.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, speaking of music, Casting Crowns. All right, I think everybody has heard of Casting Crowns. I know that they are a Christian rock band, right?
Right.
Very popular.
Very popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, they started in 1999. Mark Hall, who's the lead singer, was a youth pastor at the time. It's really awesome to see them in concert. He struggles with dyslexia.
Oh.
So when he speaks, he has a problem with it. And when he sings, it doesn't affect him very much. He just tries to. He has to do everything in their concert in kind of like a routine. So he stays on schedule with the lyrics and everything.
Because it all kind of ties in with him being able to like recall and
grasp it all.
Huh.
So it's pretty interesting.
Very interesting.
He started out involved in a youth group, and they were playing. A bunch of people had gotten together to do youth group worship, and they were saying, you should do something with this, you know. So they decided to start making records, and they're still involved in youth ministry today. But in the past, 20 years, they've won a Grammy. They've won a number of Dove Awards. Great songs like Who I Am, Voice of Truth, Life Song, Praise You in the Storm, Courageous. That was even made into a movie called Courageous.
Really?
I don't know if you ever. It's a great movie.
Didn't know that.
But
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, so a lot of great music. They've been doing this for quite a while. They're coming out with a 20th anniversary album that is actually other artists recording their songs, and then they're doing a 20th anniversary tour with a symphony, and that starts in April. So the cool thing about them coming to Quincy is that this is a warm-up concert.
Yeah.
They're just
getting ready
to test it all out.
Yeah.
And see how it's going to go.
Well, we'll take it.
Yeah, definitely. So especially here in Quincy, because in the tri-state area, Casting Crowns is one of the favorite groups. They've been here like twice before, and every time it sells like crazy.
Yeah.
Which is the case again this
time.
Yeah,
I was going to say, so when you came in, you said there were like maybe 8 tickets left, and that was, maybe, right?
Yeah. Probably gone by now,
but we
had about 1,800, a little over that to sell, and they sold very rapidly.
And is this at the Oakley, or no, this is at Junior High, right?
Yeah, Quincy Junior High School's Morrison Theater.
Yeah.
It's on Saturday, March the 2nd, and I guess it doesn't help to promote it a whole lot.
But it is cool that they're coming here, because, you know, not just because of their popularity, but the following that they have, especially in Quincy, is amazing.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're coming here and kind of getting more and more people to rally behind them as they move on to their next project, their next adventure. That's just awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. But that's not all. I mean, we have all kinds of stuff to talk about. So when we first booked this, we were talking about Casting Crowns, but then it was like, well, they're probably going to be sold out. Well, that's all right. We got other stuff. So you came in and you were talking about Hootie Who. All right. And I know this is just, it's so off topic, but I love it, because there are things that I've never heard of, and I love to kind of share the wealth with other people who may not have heard of it. So tell us what it is.
So Hootie Who Day, I've been talking about this on the radio for a long time, so I you know, would assume that people know what it is. Especially if you don't know what it is, it's going to be really weird to see somebody do it.
Yeah,
because,
I can't wait.
a month before spring, you are supposed to, at noon, go outside, wave your hands in the air, crazily and say hooty hoo, and anyway,
and it brings spring.
It's
brings
supposed
warmer
to,
weather, right?
To chase winter away, bring spring in early. But on a day like today, I don't think we need to really worry about
gorgeous.
That.
Yeah, but I mean, any reason to act a fool. I mean, not that a lot of people need that excuse, but sometimes it feels good to get out and, you know, holler and play around a little bit. So
yeah,
people
well,
might
you
look
can
at
do
you
it.
Weird, but.
If
I'm definitely doing it. Yeah, I'm definitely doing it.
It's not right now.
Not right now, no. But I do recommend, you know, maybe even if you have neighbors that look at you oddly anyway, just go out and throw the hooty-hoo and wave your arms around. We all, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's something fun. We can all use something like that every once in a while, right? So what else is going on?
Well, we had a mixed date night Friday night, and that was excellent. We had just a night for couples to come to Town & Country Inn & Suites. We had JJ's Catering. We had a balloon area where you could a photo booth.
Okay.
We had a lot of people there, even though it snowed and was a little bit icy. I think only one couple didn't make it out of everybody who had registered. We had a group from Nashville called Love in the Outcome. It's a husband and wife duo. We play a lot of their music on the mix. They came, talked about their marriage, played their music, and during dinner we had Logan Kammerer do some background music. He did a great job. He's
amazing.
On our staff up
yeah,
the mix
yeah.
as well.
We had him on here not too long ago. He's just one of a kind.
Yeah,
he's
a lot of
he's
fun.
A great day. He's a great
so
day.
We had a really good night that night, and then, you know, the Casting Crowns concert, of course, coming up. We do later on this summer the Moonlight Ride for Hunger,
yeah.
which is that bike ride that goes across both Quincy bridges, if we can pull it off.
If you can if do
they,
that this year,
yeah. allow both bridges. That's always a really great time for families, just an evening bike ride. We've got the Women's Conference coming up, and we work with Love and Fire Women's Ministries to put that on every year. And then Share-a-thon, which is our annual fundraiser in October. It's kind of like, for us, it's kind of like a start to the holidays. It's
okay.
like we have Share-a-thon, and then you get right into you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas
gotcha.
And all that.
Gotcha.
And the fun thing for us about the holidays is that we've, the past many years, have gone to all Christmas music from Thanksgiving to New Year's. So when people are looking down the, you know, across the dial for Christmas music,
right.
they find us.
They can find it, yeah.
Which is a good time.
Yeah.
And we really like that. We will have some more concerts later this year. We just don't know who yet. They'll be getting out the fall schedules and approaching us about, you know, hosting different bands here and that.
Perfect.
But just for everybody who wants to know, we have a thing called the Mixed Music Crew. You text the word crew to 217-223-7700. You get a link back. It's free. You just join that. And then everything that we do, we concerts, events, whatever it is, we'll send out an early notice and give people like early ticket access and things like that.
Oh, so it's kind of like
so
VIP
you
access
heads up.
To, yeah, that's
yeah.
excellent. I love
so
it.
So if people would like to do that, and you know, that's about it. We just continue every day to play positive hits and do what we do. It's kind of unique about the mix is that our staff is fully local, which for radio stations these days
it's unheard
that is
of.
Highly uncommon.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I don't want to, you know, I'm not trying to brag about it or anything. I just don't know if you could go out and find a radio station anymore anywhere that has an entire local staff
yeah.
on the air anytime that you
I think you should brag about that.
On.
I think you should because it's important for our community. It's important for the people who live and work here, of course. And you guys do a bang up job of everything that you do. And, you know, not just the music and, you know, the radio personalities and the people that work at WGCA, but everything you guys do, you seem to knock it out of the park. So keep it up.
And
I do recommend, you know, I guess it would be like, you're subscribing to the
yeah you just
yeah.
sign up
okay
and yeah to that we also have we've got the Mixed Music Crew. We've got a daily power verse where you get a email every morning with a power verse for the day and a devotional, which is really cool. A lot of people love that. Comes out around 7 a.m. and everything's on our website at wgca.org as well.
Excellent.
And people can listen online and, you know, check out the staff and our weekly video spotlight and all the great things there.
Very cool. Now, do you get to attend the concert?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that gets to go out ahead and, like, do the introductions.
There
which
you
I
go.
Really, I love that.
Heck
That's
yeah.
always a great time.
That's awesome. So, well, Gregory, it was great talking to you. And you. Good luck and enjoy the concert and everything else coming up. You know, before we come back with Coffee Talk, Greg and I are going to run outside and hootie hoo real quick, right?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Stay tuned.
Sue, I think look to the sky and wave your hand.
Okay. Are you ready? Okay.
You ready?
We
for
just
this?
Yell hootie hoo.
Hootie hoo.
Yeah. Okay. Ready? Okay.
You ready?
Go.
Hootie hoo!
Hootie hoo! Is that it? Okay. We did it.
The Liquor Booth is your home for a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits. The Liquor Booth has two locations in Quincy, 3520 Broadway and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
With six big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be. Before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan-favorite Abbeytizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now, with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you. 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
The Tower, a great place to meet and eat. But did you know the Tower has one of the finest drink selections in our area? Along with its incredible Mexican menu, the Tower specializes in tequilas for every taste. Names like Patron, Cabo Wabo, and Hornitos. And don't forget the margaritas. On Mondays and Tuesdays, stop by and pick up a single topping pizza and get Tower margaritas to go. Enjoy the Tower at home or in our dining room, bar area, or the Tower's signature climate-controlled porch. The Tower Pizza and Mexican in Quincy.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
Kelly's has been a fun place to eat and drink in Quincy since 1982. A fun and friendly atmosphere, food with flavor, homemade cinnamon rolls, and famous cheese soup, the best menu in town. Kelly's, 2902 Broadway, Quincy.
And we're back, and it's time for Coffee Talk. How's it going, Britt?
Good. How are you? I was sitting here going,
I couldn't,
just cheesy.
I couldn't collect myself long enough. Sometimes the funniest things happen right before we hit go,
yeah.
And it kind of carries into it. Anyway, so how are things going?
They're going. How are you?
Good, actually. I can't complain. Volleyball, I think, is coming to I don't want to say it's coming to a close. They have regionals coming up, and I'm hoping that they go the distance. They've been playing really, really well, and it's exciting and fun, and work's been going great, and family stuff, and my house is a mess, but who cares?
That's yeah,
par for the course.
I feel like anytime I'm the type of person that likes to stay super super busy. That way, I don't focus on the little things that
yeah.
don't matter or the things that stress me out. But then, in turn, I sometimes find myself getting so busy that I'm stressed out from being so busy. So
yeah,
you can't win.
No,
for
it's lose lose. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, most of the time we have so many things that we're trying to juggle. One eventually has to fall, and I choose a clean house.
Yeah, I think that.
It's one of the best ones. I feel like it's the one
yeah.
that, you know, it's not doing any harm to anyone except for maybe my mental, you know, because I work from home.
Yes.
So if things are kind of messy, it does stress me out a little bit. But I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I don't know.
There will come a day when I can dust those fans.
That's my thing that I need to do. Other than
yeah.
that, I'm pretty, I don't know. We're kind of on it.
Yeah.
I
just need somebody.
Simplicity is the key, I guess.
And yeah, I need to adopt that.
So speaking of simplicity is the key, I guess, is a little bit of what I wanted to talk about today was maybe, so the things that stress you out that shouldn't stress you out. A lot of our commenters on Facebook, especially different social media, on news stories are stressing themselves out, I feel like. They get very hyped or heightened up
yeah.
about whatever it is that we're writing about, and they always have weird logical fallacies is what I call them.
Yeah.
So, for example, the newest story to come out is basketball came to a close. They released the repercussions of what happened to the incident, the QHS incident with Mike Dade.
Yeah.
And one of the commenters wrote on there, you know, good for you or cool. Good for you for getting that FOIA. Now,
sure.
Now get a FOIA for the Denman principal.
Yeah.
And my argument, I guess, or not, I don't want to say it's an argument. My problem with that is you sound like a dumbass.
Yeah.
You know, like you're, that's not the way to get things done, I guess.
I think it's like hijacking a thread for one, because it has nothing to do with that, right? And this is a very serious matter that we've tried to do our due diligence in doing it. And now all of a sudden we've done it. And
it's like, good for you.
Good
now.
For you. On to the next thing.
Now on to the next
which
thing.
Which it is our job.
Yes.
And I do appreciate, and we all do at Muddy River News, the feedback that we get from people in this community about what they want to learn more about. But that being said, like you were saying earlier.
Don't get so angry about
it. Well, there's
it
a right way and a wrong way to communicate. It's called tact. And I think a lot of times people just kind of lose sight of that, especially online, on social media. We talk about it time and time again. But Muddy River News is always open to feedback. We post emails. You can get a hold of us through any channel.
We're but always it, looking for content.
Yeah, but putting it in a comment thread that doesn't pertain to anything that was posted that kind of just makes you look like, ooh, the next shiny thing. Or, ooh, I hate Muddy River News, so I'm just going to come on here and be a complete jackass, right?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy how. In general, so I'm always, like I said, looking for content or looking for a story or something. Mm-hmm. And just recently, I've been doing a lot of research on a story or something that we're going to explore in the future, the land bank.
Yeah.
And somebody overheard me listening or talking about that. And they're like, oh, you're researching that? Well, why don't you do this? And it's like,
Do you think people understand what our operation size is?
I don't think so. And okay. I don't think they understand also, like, it's a little bit, I mean, I think we can all multitask. I think we all multitask around
very
here
well,
quite
yeah.
a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But in regards to some things take focus. And yeah, we are a very small knit operation, mm-hmm. I guess.
Also, things like that are really important, especially, you know, and things like with the Dade story. We don't want to screw it up. I think we've done it a few times in the past where we're like, oh, you know what? Let's just post it, right? And that doesn't make anyone happy either.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we are doing our due diligence. And just because you don't see it today doesn't mean we aren't working on it. So maybe ask a question before being so accusatory,
yes.
I guess, in tone. And as far as, the land bank, that's going to be a great story.
Sure, yeah.
It's going to be great.
And I am not always, you know, the most articulate myself. So just letting, like, for those commenters that are getting upset and whatnot in the comment sections, hey, I've been there. I've done that before. I guess I'm just pointing out there's a better way to do things. I've found myself. I've learned there's a better way to do things.
100%.
Other than, I guess, going at it with in an attack, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think when you start – when you approach anything, any subject with the glass half empty, pessimistic approach, you're looking to be proven right,
mm-hmm.
I think. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Like you're looking to be the person who's right in this situation. And it doesn't do anyone any good, especially you, if the situation isn't going to have a great turnout, but it does prove you right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you go at it with, hey, if you really want something answered, there's a right and a wrong way to go about it. Commenting, yeah, we see it, but it's kind of like that you catch more
flies with honey.
Yeah. Not saying that you have to be nice all the time, but it would
catch
help
you. More flies with honey than, what is it, vinegar?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, then the coffee that we had earlier.
Right? Yeah, that was really bad. But, I mean, to the point, because it is a very fair point, my kids go to Denman. I didn't know anything about this story.
Same.
I don't know
if
it's...
Well, not with my kids, but yeah, I didn't know anything
either. I don't know how much truth is behind what's being stated online. I don't know if there is something newsworthy there or if they just decided to leave. But if it is a story, you can bet your bottom dollar Muddy River will at least cover it. Right. To a certain extent.
Yes.
So that we can inform the public and get information for ourselves. So,
yeah.
But I would recommend that if you have an idea for a story or a topic that we can talk about,
you go to muddyrivernews.com, scroll to the bottom,
yeah,
and just message us.
It's there. But when you put it out there, it's almost like you're looking for validation from other people to get on this hater train. And I think that's one of the biggest downfalls of social media, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It's like,
oh,
I'm going to throw this out there to see if it sticks and see how many people like it.
Instead of putting an idea out there for yourself, like on your own.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and this particular commenter is normally posting great things.
But he's not the only one.
There's lots
of people. And like I said, just yesterday when I was working and I was discussing this in public and somebody had overheard in public, well, why aren't you doing this? It's like, I promise you, like, I will get on that maybe too. But as of right now, you're comparing apples to oranges.
Yeah.
These are different stories. So I don't know.
And we can't do everything at once. I mean, there are, how many full-time, like, active people here?
4 or 5.
Yeah. In the office. I'm not included, right? I mean, we have other people who help all the time. But it's a relatively small operation. And I think, as, you know, I'll go ahead and pat everybody here on the back. I think everybody does a really good job of being pretty comprehensive, doing their due diligence, posting things in a timely manner that inform the public, and very relevant, I think. So there are going to be...
But why don't you do better?
Yeah, but we're going to do better. No, and if the point is to get on, you know, a story that you know a lot of people are going to read and just say something negative, we see it. It just doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Because we're busy.
Yeah.
Right? So as we're busy doing good things, trying to do good things, moving forward with information and relevancy...
We're also sipping our coffee and making fun of your logical fallacies.
Right. Yeah. And what I say the last time, you know, do what you do, but when you know better, do better.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm totally butchering that, but yeah, come on.
Know better, do better.
Yeah.
Like I just said, I promise you there's a better way to this.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I look forward to reading those messages.
That come through the correct way.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Which I think, okay, so it's news@muddyrivernews.org or com? I always screw it up. Org. Sorry.
Come on, producer Bob.
Sorry.
You just scroll down to the bottom.
Or you can go on like our Facebook and message, you know, but if you just
in
put
Messenger,
it.
Yeah.
In Messenger, yeah.
In the comments for the bandwagon approach, it's not going to work.
Not going to happen. All sorry. Right. But we will get to stories, you know, if they're true and relevant to the community, we will touch on it. So, all right. On that note, I think that does it for today's
Coffee Talk.
Catch you here next time.
Muddy River News, our home, our news.